It is an incredible coincidence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One day after the president said this about the cyber attack on Sony's computers.
We take it very seriously. We will respond proportionally.
North Korea's internet went dark. It's all very mysterious. Reporters have no clue how or why or who.
And it's anybody's guess at this point as to who's behind that and what might happen next.
Although you can bet Kim Jong-un is guessing we're behind it. But who knows? There's been a debate going on whether computer security is really the government's business at all. Sony is a private company. If they don't see fit to secure their computers, why should taxpayers be on the hook? Listen to what technology attorney Jonathan Handel told CBS.
It certainly looks like Sony did not properly secure their networks. But I also place the blame at the feet of the computer industry. Just like the car industry did not prioritize safety and security, the computer industry has not either.
In fact, corporations for years have been telling the government to butt out of computer security matters. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups have told Congress no more government regulation. Of course, corporations that make movies are one thing. Corporations that keep the lights on, the ATMs running, the internet working, those are a different matter. And while we dither around, our opponents, whether they be governments or crime syndicates or just some bored stoner in his parents' basement, are obviously experimenting with the next phase of modern warfare, where the weapons are invisible, and so is the battlefield, and you don't even know that the war has started until your files disappear. But hey, be happy you're not in North Korea. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.